Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Yo, 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 Bully and the Beast podcast.
Yeah.
I'm L'Oreal.
It's your boy Wax.
And we got some special guests in the building.
Yeah.
Come on, announce yourself.
It's Big Low. You should already know, but you don't know, so I'm here to tell you.
Okay.
And it's your boy Swain, a.k.a. Mr. Undeniable.
Okay, Mr. Okay. Undeniable. Okay. Now, Twerk said that y'all needed to be on the Bully and the Beast podcast.
Twerk.
Okay. And I can't wait.
Twizzy.
It's Twerk.
What? Twerk. Y'all know Twerk, right?
Love, I'm stop phone name.
How long you knew Twerk?
A month? He's a Gemini, though, so when you a Gemini, you feel like you know when you connect, we connect.
Yeah, okay, you connect. Okay. So where y'all from?
I'm from here.
What's
White Plains, New York, born and raised.
Okay. White Plains, okay.
I'm from White Plains, too. White Plains, too.
Dope. Okay, so that's where we
you
are
from
today.
Jamaica.
Oh, Lord. Here act like you know.
Jamaica,
here
Queens, or Jamaica, Jamaica?
Jamaica, Jamaica.
Jamaica, Jamaica.
When I met Jamaica. Him in middle school, he came from Jamaica.
Really?
Did you ever go to hedonism? Because when I went to Jamaica, that's where I was at.
No, never went.
You need to stop.
Why are you looking for him to be at hedonism?
He want to know, is you a big freak like me?
No. I went there. I was surprised when I went there, because when I went there, I looked up, I'm like, yo, bro, the fuck you take me? There's people just walking around naked. I ain't know what the fuck is going on.
You have a good time?
Oh, man. It was amazing.
Really?
It was amazing.
Have you ever been to hedonism, though?
No, I never been there.
You never been? Have you?
No. I ain't even got no passport yet.
Tell
on me.
You don't have a passport?
Come on, family.
Come on. I drove right past hedonism to go to a resort that was luxury.
listen. It wasn't my fault. I mean, when I was there, it was just like unbelievable. It was. We was literally stepping over ass eating and pussy eating contests. You know what I'm saying? It was who pumped the fastest. Like, people have been fucking, who could fuck my wife better than me? And it was all type of different
things. Was there a condom?
We ain't going there.
It was condoms, like, but it was so much fucking that you definitely ran out of condoms. So if you there for longer than the 3-4 days we was there, there's no way you got that many condoms.
They was fucking the whole time. That shit sounds disgusting.
It's like a big orgy for days.
How many STDs did you leave with?
I left with no STDs. I had enough condoms.
Did you really? Was you walking around just fucking bitches?
No, I was fucking, I had a towel on and Tim's.
Oh, I see you like your Timberlands jersey shit.
Yeah, early. Yeah, I had Tim's on and a towel, and that was it. And I was just walking around. It was just like, we picking him.
Lord,
picking
him.
Have y'all ever been to something like that, like a sex party or anything?
I have not graduated in that part of my life. I'm going to sex parties and shit.
But have you been in a situation where people got freaky in front of you?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, so like what? I want to hear this.
Yes, what happened? Did you get any urges?
No, wait.
Let me tell you something about me. I'm not that guy.
Okay.
I'm not that way. Okay. Don't do that. I feel mad disrespect. You crazy and you wild. You can do whatever you want. Don't do it in front of me, gang.
So like, but what? Like, so nothing you know.
Oh, my homegirl. I think we was in Atlanta got some shit with it. People be
for
asking
sure.
why we was in Atlanta.
For sure.
What the fuck we went out there for? It might have been in the Freaknik. My homegirl from Charleston. Shout out to Charleston.
There
you go, Charleston again. Today, let's go to Atlanta. I'm going all the other shit. So anyway, I end up going to sleep. She meets some niggas from going in the car to get trees. She ended up meeting some niggas, two niggas.
Sound about right.
Bitch about to be tight. Fuck, we ain't friends no more. Fuck you. So she like, oh, girl, I'm about to go in the room and chill with them. Boom. So I guess she ended up fucking them. But fuck that. The next day, we supposed to be leaving.
She fucked both of them.
Nah, she ended up fucking one, I guess. But okay. She goes back in the room.
Uh-huh.
It's two niggas. I'm like, what you doing? I'm acting like, you good? She's like, yeah. So she ended up fucking a nigga. The other nigga was beating off. He ended up fucking them. Meanwhile, I'm in the car smoking. Next nigga, like, yo, I should have had you come get me for breakfast. This bitch in here fucking niggas. I didn't even know she even got down like that.
Nah.
Both niggas.
That what you mean? She on vacation. That's what girls do.
She was doing some shit. But it was a one-day trip. We was just going to the end. You know how I be. Bitches must have hit a lick. I don't know what she was doing. She was in all the time. And you know, Charleston, them niggas used to drop out. A lot of them is dead in jail now.
I don't know nothing.
That's too much of a vacation. It was one day,
4-hour drive, bitch. Two niggas?
Yeah. Not a 4-hour drive, one day, two niggas.
Listen,
that's a lot of math.
Then I'll be sitting on the Instagram crying about
126.
You ever seen her do anything like that before? Like, you knew she was a hoe a little bit?
I knew she was a hoe because niggas would be like, yo, that bitch a hoe. But how you know? Cause I guess niggas will tell they got a hoe right now. But I mean, nah, that was, I heard shit, but that was the first time. At that time, I might have been like a sophomore in college. I wasn't so judgy, but I was like, damn, what was that? What year was that? 2006? I don't know. Yeah, 2006 or something. I was kind of like, damn, bitch. Yeah, not, yeah, I be falling out with hoes about their business because sometimes I feel like, damn, bitch, now you don't fuck niggas. Now they trying to talk to me crazy. I be having to let niggas know, fuck you talking about.
Yeah.
What
yeah,
this
yeah,
bitch yeah, do? Yeah.
Ain't nobody never pulled that meat out on you because you was with one of the hoers? Like, were you one of the girls that was...
I don't be with whores that's whores like that.
Ho, ho, ho. Fucking two niggas in a room. It's a whore, whore like that to me.
Oh, mind, these are strangers. So she right? did this one move. It wasn't like she was moving like that in the South.
Like that to
we
me,
wasn't
shit.
In Charleston when she was moving like that. She pulled this one move
peace.
On a vacation.
Respect.
It wasn't like
respect.
She was doing this in the city.
All right, so, so with the two guys that was up there...
She's going to do it in the city.
Exactly. That's her character. So what
of
them two dudes... What if one of them two dudes pulled their meat out because they see that you was with her?
Oh, I wasn't with her. I was talking to her in the door like this.
You alive?
I was 1 foot in the door. I don't even get my... Let me tell you. I read niggas. I don't get myself in that situation because I know niggas be dogmatic and some of y'all don't be right. So y'all yeah, waiting for a bitch to look a little drunk so y'all can be like, oh, nothing. I'm just sitting here with my shades on, taking a nap as usual. I'm old. Over 30, I'll be fucked up at the club sleeping. Ain't nothing going on. Me, that was right up. Don't touch me. But you get what I'm saying? Like, I don't. Yeah, I don't get. I be seeing, but sometimes I recognize in my homegirl demonic looks in their eyes too. Like, bitch, they be wanting this, so I'm mind my business. Let me know.
But sometimes that look can just take over their mind, and I do see niggas really taking advantage when they see a woman that's tipsy or whatever the fact. So I know that y'all have seen this before. Mm-hmm. So when you see your homeboy, I know y'all seen him, because even me, I've seen one of my boys before to the point where I had to be like, yo, nigga, this bitch is drunk. What the mm-hmm. fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah,
so have you ever had to stop somebody, or did you just mind your business? Be honest.
No, all jokes aside, I stop them because I always look at it as my sister, my niece, or somebody like that. And I stopped niggas from smashing the chick in the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? We went to the club. She was getting trashed. Two, three niggas, one nigga smashing in the back, the other niggas, so they just passing along into the bathroom. Man, I grab this girl out, get the fuck out of here. I'm looking at the niggas like, yo, I beat the shit out of y'all. This could be my fucking niece or something.
Uh-huh.
I don't play that shit. Hell no.
Cause my
let's go, get your young ass out of here.
Be out there, mind drunk. You know what I'm like, have you ever gotten drunk? Like, to the point where you kind of blacked out a little bit?
Nah, I never got a drink to the point
of blacked out. Not you. You don't drink.
Nothing.
I have. Shit, I did that shit last weekend.
In my younger days, yeah. But you learn a lesson. That's real, because you might think you got a male friend. And these niggas be out here, not everybody, but a lot of
that's
niggas
true.
Be out here on bad timing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I don't even need to bring the tone down. I'm going to keep it so
nah,
energy.
That's the fact.
Niggas be out here on bad timing. You think this is your homie? You wake up in a spot you don't know. You took me from what to what? Why the fuck I'm not in my house?
Right.
He ain't got your key.
How the fuck I got here?
Nah.
Niggas be wanting that's you. Exactly. That's what they gonna do to you. Do not be blacked out. Y'all be outside fucked up. That yo, it wouldn't have been that time. Another time I woke up in a diner, I had no cell phone, nothing. I'm like, damn, bitch, this is over. Like, that was it for me. Like, I'm not going. I'm getting fucked up. And now at this big age, I found a drink. Love tequila. Patron, you need to give me an endorsement at this time. At this point. About to be out of here. I'm about to be drinking Dilly on. Somebody. But yeah, Casamigos. It's borderline with that Casamigos shit too. I got to drink Casamigos in the day. At night, that's my drink Casamigos on 34th birthday. Niggas went to jail and everything. Not me, but people.
See, my
like,
problem
Casamigos,
is
that blackout weed.
Because tequila.
Rocky do that to me too. I can never find my
that's
drawers.
That's what it is. It's the tequila.
Wake up with no drawers. Where the fuck is my pants?
No, not no drawers.
It be me and I by myself. Thank God, right? But where the fuck is my drawers though? I'm putting the drink wet. No drink, so, no
you know, you know what I want you to do next time?
What?
Before you drink,
this
I want
is
you to put
Peace
a camera
Rock
on
out
it.
Years
I want you to put
ago.
The camera on yourself and then go ahead and drink and see how you
nah, are. No drugs is crazy. I never not found my drug.
Not all the time. It was that, I don't know, I don't even drink vodka. Like, I used to hang my homegirls with the big drinkers. Whatever we, like, it was whatever. Like, whatever tastes good. Like, I didn't know what I liked. I just now got to become an adult, like, recently. Even though I'm, like, 35. I just now got really adulting. I like tequila. But, you know, I didn't know at the time. So I'm drinking that shit every time. Blackout. You crazy. What? Yeah, so yeah. No.
Thank God.
No, like I said, I can do that with my man. Like, I'm not going around doing that with him.
We getting fucked
up together. But the problem is with tequila, you'll mix the Blanco with the Añejo or the Reposado. Those ain't to be mixed. So when you mix it, you could kind of be off your rock.
The rappers,
a little
I was
bit.
Taking that anyway.
That's what I'm saying. But yeah. to see somebody take advantage of somebody because they're a little off.
Niggas don't get no pussy,
niggas
though.
Take too long to they don't get no pussy. Why you even still friends with this potential rapist?
Nah, a nigga would definitely still be friends with niggas. Like, Why do y'all do that?
I don't play around. Niggas don't play around
Swizzy.
With me. Like that.
Because none, again, none at the end of the day, it ain't really my business. You get what I'm saying?
I think that's fucked up. But that's a grimy person.
It's not a grimy person. At the end of the day, it's not my business. 9 out of 10 times, these women know the type of niggas that they're dealing with. And again, at the end of the day, the same way I know them, you know the type of person you're dealing with. So if you're not,
do they?
Yeah, these girls be known the type of niggas that they
know.
These women know the type of niggas that they're dealing with. Why
so
think they,
it's okay
listen.
For a nigga to rape them?
No, I'm not saying this. See, I never. No.
Don't let him
say
it.
Listen.
Bitch, you knew he was a rapist. So if you get raped.
Listen. So hold on. If you know somebody's a rapist, you ain't gonna be around.
He's not a.
So listen.
Don't have my mouth.
At the end of the day, what I'm saying is, most of these females know the type of niggas that they're dealing with. Like you said, again, if you haven't been around a nigga long enough, then you shouldn't be drinking
around
to a point
them.
Where you get blocked out.
You shouldn't keep your hands to yourself. It's not about the person. I'm going to the bathroom.
Or we in a club, and you tell my homegirl, oh, shit, she fucked up. I'm going to take her home. Now,
why would your girl allow her to do that?
No, take her home, yeah.
Hold on.
You're your friend.
You see how I rock with y'all? We all cool.
Mm-hmm.
I be with niggas. I be with y'all. I'm in the building damn near 5 nights out of 7. Let's keep it real.
Yeah.
So if a nigga say, if he say, him right there, if he say, I'm taking her home, my homegirls ain't going to question. I'm with the nigga all the time. You understand what I'm saying?
That's a group of people.
And that's
this is a group of males that you be around. You trust any of us to take you home. Respect. What I'm saying, you trust
those
any of us.
Those be the niggas that be the rapists.
All right, but again,
they don't be
niggas
you don't know. It be the nigga you know. Kindergarten,
in that case, then I don't know you're rapist because then nobody is saying it then. Because again, I don't know.
It's called casual rape.
And that ain't his first time either.
So then guess what?
If that type of situation happened, I want that person to bring it to the police.
I don't want you get what I'm saying? If that type of situation happened where it's a casual rape or what, bring it to the police.
It's just not an easy thing because look at what you said just now, right? You said if you knew that was the type of person, why are you drinking it? You blame the person that's getting raped. Instead of being like, why is this nigga taking advantage of somebody that's drunk?
He might be drunk too then. What if he's drunk too then? What if that's the problem?
You so drunk that you're so drunk,
you're unconscious that you don't know you're getting raped. So hold on. So you so drunk as a woman that you don't know that you're getting raped.
No, I don't know.
So he might be safe from his standpoint.
Do you know why you go to jail for drinking?
Listen to what I'm saying. If that's the case, he was okay. I never said it was okay. But you're saying, because the same way he gave you an excuse that she didn't know what was going on, she was blacked out. He's the same way he could be saying he didn't know he was doing it. We don't know what the drunk liquor might have did.
All I know is I'm never drinking around this nigga.
I said, you can drink around me because I'm not that type of nigga. So you
don't
worry about that. But
I don't drink.
At the end of the day,
I'm not drinking.
Tired,
that's a good one.
I'm not drinking.
At the end of the day, I'm just saying.
But listen,
let me explain something real quick before you say anything. We are not laughing about rape.
No,
I'm gonna drink my water for the remainder of this motherfucking episode.
But you gotta also understand, women do that to men too.
Swain got the
you know
old
what I'm saying?
School,
women do that to men all the time.
I get what you're saying. Men because I think he's thinking on a broad scale. What we're saying specifically, men who are preying on bitches that's drunk, take advantage.
Yeah,
of
I think
yeah, if you're talking
different.
About prey, so if you're talking men who prey on people,
now,
if you're talking about a prey, then
we're not
talking
about bitches that's sitting around predators' faces drinking and hanging with them niggas that want to fuck something.
No, that's
and we're not saying that's right either, because y'all do need to stop hanging around them vultures, because they going to get you.
They definitely there.
You get what I'm saying? Yes. Y'all do be sitting in niggas' faces yes. who you know want fuck some. Come around. Let's go sit at Child House. Come on.
It's Netflix and chill. And you ain't
Child's
to
ready
nothing
to fuck something. Tonight's the night. You went over there 5 nights in a row. Charles gonna get your ass. Just
Yeah. Oh, he flew you out? He flew you out? Oh, you said you're trying to get him
out? They flew it out and they begin flumby pop. What
that's different though.
That
I'm, talking about, about a motherfucker that's literally plotting on a motherfucker staying and act like they friend.
I don't play that.
And then when they see they in a state or something, you attack.
Yeah, no,
it's like we go out
like
to a local
that.
Spot tonight.
Nah,
they you know how niggas be. They be looking
that's
for somebody to fuck up.
It's a bunch of wolves.
Those are different type of niggas.
Around niggas like
but
that those because niggas. Let me tell you something. There's a nigga that was signed to Young Money that did a lot of beats. He went to this is a known case or whatever. But I knew people that was around this nigga before he got jammed up. And I know girls that he's done stuff to. And niggas knew, niggas heard, and they like, yo, pull up to the studio and bring the beats. Niggas ain't give a fuck.
Because to a certain extent, it's like reckoning. People mind their business.
But they were talking about it. People were talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, they were
like
talking about it, but
saying
then
he did it. Girls didn't go to the police. Yeah. You just sitting there next to the nigga like, yo, my man, this shit hard, play another one.
I'm not doing that.
Like, even when I think about like the whole R. Kelly shit, it even be women. That be like, yo, I still gonna listen to some motherfucking R. Kelly.
Oh, I fuck with Kells, though. That's my man.
See what I mean?
I ain't gonna lie.
Don't joke around
though.
This nigga. Don't joke around this nigga.
Well, I'm going to say this. When it comes to
R. Kelly,
to me...
No, don't do...
To me, some of y'all bitches like was too motherfucking old. He did not take advantage of you. You wanted to be this. You could tell a story. Y'all bitches gotta stop lying.
Bitches was 11
and
12.
And hold on.
And he
oh, no,
them.
Back then? No, yeah, Aaliyah, yeah.
No, not back then. He groomed most of those girls that were older. If you watch those testimonies and read them,
so,
he groomed a lot of those
but
girls.
But they parents definitely sold their
I don't know what era she's from, though. I don't know what era you're from. What era you
like
from?
The last one, the
I did music my whole entire life. And I've been in the studio since I was a little girl around grown men because this is the music industry. I wasn't 9 years old like, yes, R. Kelly, I can't wait. I'm like, oh, my God, Jay-Z. Swiss Beats. Oh my, I can't believe I'm around these people. I'm a singer and this is what I want to do for a living. So if people are saying a 9-year-old little girl was sitting in the studio thinking, yes, I'm a fuck R. Kelly when he was 25, 30, that's the most sickest thing you could think or say in your motherfucking life. Uh-huh. So maybe because I was in these rooms and know that I'm excited to just like, yo, this is my dream.
They took
I'm
advantage
singing.
Of that.
You get what I'm saying? A grown man took advantage and was grooming these kids and girls for years. Now, you looking up to them, and you around them, and you working with them. They writing your songs. Aaliyah, I would have fucking died for R. Kelly to write my song back then when R. Kelly was R. Kelly. Mm-hmm. I wasn't thinking about it like, I want to fuck R. Kelly. I wasn't fucking nothing. It wasn't even nothing. This is my passion.
But
my,
you can't say R.
But if he keeps grooming them, like, oh, come
Aaliyah,
sit
though,
here.
Because then Aaliyah, you would talk about then like people like Damon and was dating her. When she was young. You feel me? Like
she was
a grown woman when she started fucking on
we talking about when she was 14, she was dating R. Kelly.
Jesus.
Married to him.
She was married to
so
him.
So let me, you know, let me
but I want to say this, though.
Let me ask this.
He don't
know
about
you twerking
anymore.
No, listen to this one real quick.
R. Kelly is R. Kelly, yes.
Wow.
But let's just keep it real. It's mad.
We in
the
neighborhood.
The mama, the uncle. People was... Even down to them bitches that's in the mix with him right now, their parents is responsible. I got a 14-year-old child. Ain't no grown person taking no interest in my son.
But why you think Michael called him out? So she was his artist. You think she brought that dude around
but
and was like, come on, fuck. She was fucking with him. So when he went behind.
Well, my thing with Sparkle was, you 15 years too late. Because when you was booked on about be careful.
She
you
shouldn't
have been
believe it. Y'all
niggas
was
yo, I'm not gonna
front.
I don't know where you was at, but I had the tape. Niggas had the tape. Matter of fact, I watched the tape with a grown man. I
was
15. He R. Kelly me.
That's her niece.
I watched the tape.
But that's her niece.
Talk about it.
That's a girl.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question.
That's
when
she said
no.
Came out. She
let
had to definitely
question.
See it when we all saw it.
No,
yes.
That's why
yes.
She stopped.
Oh, yeah.
That's her niece on the tape.
Yeah.
She
did
back away from him immediately.
Right?
She testified.
You be in the neighborhoods, right? How many adults you know that be dating 15-year-olds and 16-year-olds in the neighborhood?
Not in my motherfucking face.
Yeah, I don't play around with that shit.
And I'm in a hood.
I know the young dudes, they do
come to the school.
Where are you from? I'm just asking.
I don't know what that means.
I just feel like there's an era where even like the R. Kelly time where this was going on in our neighborhood where niggas was dating 15-year-olds and 16-year-olds, where grown ass niggas was pulling up to the high school dating up these fucking young girls.
At the same time, if you want
to yell at R. Kelly and blame, why are we never yelling at the people that are right here in our neighborhood?
Because
you know why? You know why nobody's yelling at those people that's right in our neighborhood? Because those are our cousins. I was telling
these niggas they clown ass niggas. I was punching these niggas in the mouth. You know what I'm saying? I was calling these dudes out, so all them dudes wasn't.
Yeah,
me having 17 sisters. I got 7 sisters and 17 nieces. So I always looked at that. I was always a protector of them or their friends and stuff like that. So these older dudes like my age is trying to come get them or older than me when I was in high school. I never played that shit.
All right, but you know that happened.
Again, no, for sure.
But
you know definitely
that
happened.
But, and we
definitely
from a culture happened. And we from a neighborhood, that's where that happened. So when I see, for my thing is, when I see them try to get down on R. Kelly like that, get down on everybody else that's in the neighborhood.
Because they should.
Everybody else in the neighborhood.
Everybody
is doing
should
that.
Be. Everybody
Most
should
people
be
in the neighborhood, covered. Especially if you're from the 40 and era club. That's what they used to do. People that are up from like
it's not okay though.
Like, is it, yeah,
no, we're not saying that it's okay. We're not saying. Well, the point is, if we're gonna get down on R. Kelly, let's get down on our family members as well. That's right around us.
My family members ain't never did that. So your family members, no, I'm just saying. Now let's get into giving some people advice. If you want to get some advice, you know the good advice, the hood advice. Hit us up at Bully and the Beast Podcast.
Bully and the Beast Podcast. Holla at us, you.
Okay, and we'll definitely give you that advice now. Yes. Slide in our DM, give us a voice note, all that good stuff.
We love those.
And today they say, hey y'all, L'Oreal, you looking good. Watch your not.
I'm happy.
Yeah, why they winning on
Because that's a compliment
line.
To me. If you tell me I look pretty, I'll be pissed off. So thank you.
But they did say, they gave you a compliment too as well. So look,
said.
You try to go in.
I said,
I think you should stop playing and create your plan and execute your dreams of being a pastor.
I definitely am going to be a pastor.
I think that is actually a great idea.
Definitely going
to
be a pastor.
Okay, so my question is, if you could lead him to the church.
I got him. I got him.
Please save this man.
I'm
going to
pastor.
No. I'm a good pastor for sure.
His family in the church.
I play the music for the church and everything already, so
man.
It makes
drums,
sense.
Drums, the piano. Oh. Yeah. Now he's talented.
So when
now.
You leaving this life of sin?
I live the life of sin because, I mean,
are you leaving it?
Whenever it is, the only thing it is a change of heart. You know what I'm saying? So
when do you think your day would be? You want to get saved?
Any day. I've been saved. I'm saved. I'm sanctified. You know what I'm saying?
Are you Holy Ghost filled 5x10?
That's what I need to finish up.
You got Jesus on your mind?
At all times.
Are you ready for life?
I'm ready right now. Like, right now. No, listen. I would sit there and talk about Jesus all day. I even had girls naked. And we were sitting there reading the Bible.
Oh, I hate that kind. What? Shut up.
Yep. And we have sex. Guess what we're doing? We're praying before we put our clothes back on after we have sex.
He's using God
in
order to get him some...
No, I'm not.
Just like you want to hang around Swizzy, ain't nobody going to that church.
Yeah.
No, they will because listen,
I want to listen
to the crackhead, somebody who's been a crackhead, alcoholic. I don't want to listen to the guy who never been through anything. You know what I'm saying? So... It's going to be.
Listen, they went and saw Kanye in the middle of Kim Kardashian's backyard. I think we'll be fine following, at least listening to what this nigga got.
I got your back.
All right, so they said, my question is, I am meeting my boyfriend of 7 years, mom, for the first time. That's a big red flag to me.
That's an orange flag.
What flag? Nah, that flag is on fire. It's so fucking red.
Yeah, orange is, yeah.
Okay.
Translation is he just picked you.
She is a 78-year-old Baptist woman.
Praise the Lord.
Heavy, heavy, heavy in the church.
Wear skirts
and all. I am the first woman who is ever meeting his mother.
Okay.
Great. He used to be gay before this. No, she didn't say that.
Yeah, that was a good one.
78, first woman. Go ahead again.
Okay.
Women's.
Okay. I am the first woman who is meeting his mom. So I guess I'm like...
Okay.
Side note, she does already know of me. but I need some tips, refreshers, help. I think I'm scared because I'm older and I want her to like me. And this is a very serious relationship.
Okay.
Okay, y'all. Love y'all. Thank you.
That's all you got?
Yep.
All right. Gonna fill some holes in or what?
Okay. 7 years, though?
7 years.
He don't have no bitches he ever brung home to mama, and she's 78, which means y'all got to be 45 at least.
So you got him at 35, and now you 40-something, and you never met mommy before.
Y'all not married,
Is mommy in the islands, and y'all in the States?
That sounds like a thing.
I'm sure she's not in Jersey. You are New York.
Is she in London town? Is she in London town?
Yeah, it must be, because other than that, he just got in trouble.
Maybe
right
she's
now.
An
he's
amputee,
trying to lock you in.
Can't really walk around. I don't know. It got to be something.
You ain't telling us nothing. She's a Baptist woman, so she's blessed. She got both her legs.
That's okay. You can still move with those.
If the mother's in or out the country,
was
or
it
not,
a full 7 years?
How serious are we?
Right.
No, yeah, but COVID.
A lot was going on.
That's what I said. Wasn't
that take,
like
take,
four
take
years.
Away? Yeah.
It wasn't two. It was two for us.
Yes.
Like four years.
It's still COVID right now.
It's COVID for old people, pandemic for us.
So that 3 years, the first year, we wasn't really sure.
Okay.
The second year, I probably cheated. We got back together. The third.
That's what I'm saying. Was it a full 7 year? Was it like.
But if you over 40, they were taking a relationship serious. Most people broke up.
Yeah, now it's serious.
Because you did the first. Hold on. Why would it be the first woman at four? I ain't gonna lie, I don't bring people around my family like that either.
That's Caribbean.
How many people you brought around your family that you dated?
What?
A lot?
not a lot, but.
Oh, more than two hands?
Nah, not more than two. Nah, maybe one hand or whatever. I date people for a period of time, but it wouldn't be no 7 years.
Nah, but I just wonder how many people have you. Look, he's like, please don't come to me. How many people have your family met?
My mama is like all my sister friends, all the friends of the friends.
So you fucked all of them. Okay. Yeah, how many people have you?
I can count on one hand. I could probably count
Me
on one
too.
Hand.
I can count on two.
But mine was all by mistake.
My family respect my dating habits, so they know when it's real, when it's just some nigga that accompanied me to the spot.
Everybody be like,
hey, they know if it's one of my niggas, they welcome them in. But if it's just like, hey, they know. You come with somebody.
You can feel it, though. So I say, like, maybe really three.
He fuck with her, though, yo. And he not gay no more now since he bringing people.
Does it say he's gay?
He want women's.
Oh, well, I'm just saying. Women's. 49 just bringing your first woman
I'm
going
to keep it real, Sesta. He didn't want to tell you, but he been, him and the other bitch just finally called it quits.
Took it off. That's exactly what it
is. But he ain't never taken his mother.
He wasn't, because his mother and the bitch had a bond. You know how these niggas in the bitch, mom.
The mother is telling about meeting a bitch before. You know the difference between never meeting a bitch before.
Let me say, some niggas, they gonna bring you out a mother or kid when they got certain shit going on. It's kind of like you fuck one nigga that got kids. You don't meet the kids. You know why? Because he fucking being
the monster. You right about that, but the mom never met nobody.
Nobody.
That what he told her?
Nah, she ain't gonna lie about that.
Mom is
78. The Baptist lady gonna tell you.
The mom already got Alzheimer's.
Nah, y'all crazy.
She good.
She's in the church. She's going to go to church for 38 more years. She got to put that collection plate together.
I'm producer. Can I say back up? When does Alzheimer's hit? By 65, most people, especially they
he white. That's early for them.
They're 40.
Yeah, C-Boss and Alzheimer's for black people.
And don't let them know you
still have some melanin.
He's saved by the grace of the melanin.
Nigga, at 76 is Angela Bassett age.
She's
nigga,
good.
she looks good.
One thing about a lady in church, she's going to keep on calling you the other girl name, too. So
that's a fact.
She's not going to keep calling
her
Lisa.
Because on purpose, she's not going to like you because she already into that
Lisa,
lady.
She like Lisa.
That's why you haven't let her. That's what I'm saying. The mother and the girl had a bond. He finally probably broke it off and broke it down to mom. Like, yo, me and Keisha ain't together no more. I'm about to bring this other
Let
bitch
Let me
around.
Tell you something. She done broke up with this nigga. All she wanted was tips on how to impress the fucking mom.
The mom is 78. She's not impressed by you. It took her 7 years to know you. She probably like, bitch, you a dummy.
She happy right now that he finally found a woman.
Wait a minute.
He found a woman.
The mom knows he's at 78. She have all her knowledge. Bitch, you get with my son who ain't never been with a bitch. Bitch, you know
No. He's been with a bitch before, I'm sure. But he's the first time he bring him home to mommy.
Mommy can't.
He must be 50. That mother ain't never met a bitch in 78 years. Tell you she this hates right him. Now. As a mother, I'm gonna tell you, I'm a mother. I'm a mother. I'm a mother. Bitch,
he's
I'm
a mother's boy.
I'm not my son.
Mother's boy.
Let me see. My son already be trying to put these little hoes in my face. I don't like that bitch. Y'all owe y'all mamas. What y'all want to do? At 14. So you mean to tell me at the big age of 50, your mama ain't never met a bitch? Now, come
I'ma
on,
tell
y'all.
You why.
Now,
listen,
come on,
I'ma
y'all.
Tell you why. Listen to what I'm telling you. She giving us clues and keys. She's a Baptist woman.
Yes.
That never met a
woman. You ain't supposed to have sex before marriage.
You know why she's going to be happy? Because she like, yes, my son is gay. Finally.
Yes, Lord. He's
okay, so
help.
That's what I'm telling you.
You know what I'm saying?
I come from a Christian background.
Me too.
Back before I got delivered.
And we love LGBTQ.
I'm not a Christian anymore. But I love God.
But the Baptists don't.
I used to be a Pentecostal, so Baptist. Please, they the biggest sinner. Y'all smoke cigarettes in front of church, baby. Let me tell
everybody,
you
something. Stop it.
That mama. Oh, you about to be a Baptist. Oh, he about to be a Baptist preacher. Oh, so you already know chapel at skirts. Real strict.
Yeah,
so to me,
exactly.
I feel like the mom being a Baptist, she won't even care. Either way, they very fluent.
She might go be leaving
added
soon.
That in there for a reason.
And she's so happy that her son got a woman to take care of him.
Sister, you have to write us and let us know, is the mom all time or is she? We need more details.
She good,
details.
Not because she wouldn't
she
be trying to
heavy
impress
in the
her.
Church.
She would have just pressed her ass down the hill in her fucking wheelchair.
Okay, so this lady must be pushing 60.
I'm going to tell you this. It don't take much to impress somebody that is waiting for their son to get the fuck out their house. Because he probably living in a basement.
That's true.
So she got a woman to cook for him and clean for him? Like,
that's
mommy
it.
Had to, oh, it's a break for mommy.
And if his mother's 78, does she need a companion? I need, there's so much. This is bringing me too much.
What if he lives with her and that is her companion?
Is he wiping ass? Is your mother able to wipe herself? I need to know all this.
At 78, you can still wipe yourself. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Everybody's not functioning. His mother might have health issues. We don't even know
that's
too much.
True. But she didn't say none of that.
I get what you're saying. Yes,
you
a functioning, healthy
mama?
78. Yes.
You tear my ass up. You
I'm gonna say this
up,
because
she got
some. She's too old.
Mama got everything.
Mama got everything.
Let me say something. You,
mama's
the mama,
done at this point.
The mama 78. Fuck that mama. The mama, how you doing, ma'am? I don't care making a bomb with you. You're on your way to glory. Put a good word in for me.
Yeah,
I don't
listen,
like
and
you 70.
That,
I don't give out no fucking
yo,
bomb.
Up, I
don't think that's
I hear you, but they ain't that old.
That's not that old.
That's 20 years from a hundo.
That's why
cool.
You
that's
know,
very cool.
Listen, I know, yo, you know it being in the country.
We can
awesome.
Kick it, but I don't
all
be
the 80-year-old niggas, what they in there doing? They still buying pussy.
She must be his mama Pierce. She must be a peer to mama. She said she worried about. Yeah,
all
she
right,
must
what
be
can
60.
She do to impress the mama for the third time?
Take her to bingo.
She already do that. You got just.
No, go to church.
Go to
with
church.
Her. Yes, go to church with her.
What if she don't believe in going to church?
It doesn't matter.
Then
you want to impress the mama.
You lost. If you ain't going to church and you ain't talking to her or
man,
her
just
language.
Be yourself, man. That's how you impress mama. Just
but
be yourself.
Your home.
Get it drunk.
Your mama high, son.
Right.
High.
Get her fucked up. Go on the bed. Mama, lay your ass down.
You dirty. That's perfect.
Oh, she lightweight. Chill, wait. Let's get her.
Get over here, mama.
You're 19. That's perfect.
She should have known that you was
right.
You wasn't right. She should have known.
She never came and hung out with me. No, for bad timing, ma. You gonna love me now, bitch.
Oh shit!
Yo,
what happened to my mom? Bitch had to get it.
She was drunk, so I got her ass.
My mom
is not funny.
My mom never met a bitch in 78 years, but she never had
okay,
a drink
okay,
in 78
okay.
years.
Okay, all right, y'all. All right. So she says she needs a refresher. So basically meaning she probably hasn't met anybody's mom in quite some time. And you know, at one point in time, have you ever had somebody's mother, I know you have, Wax, that didn't like you?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Mamas and grandmas love me. Aunties, grandmas, I always had problems with fathers and uncles.
Okay, so never a mother. There was never a mother that was like not
Mamas love some Wax.
Not one Wax that they told their mother and daughter to get away from you?
No. I mean, only...
They
no.
don't like
I'm blaming
you. They don't like it. It might work.
He's the only thing.
No, I mean...
I want to hear that one.
I think the mama kissed me in the mouth, right?
What?
You are just giving promiscuous sex worker. But go ahead, because I don't...
Wait, she kissed you a tongue?
I fuck with
no,
you.
No, she just kissed me in my mouth. It was just like... Their culture was just like, oh, it's just like, and the dad hated it. He fucking...
What culture was you...
He used to call me an eggplant.
Oh, I thought she was
time.
Gonna say Abe.
No. He might as well say that shit.
Oh, you be dating out your
Yeah, because
yeah, he likes, yeah, I mean, like, I don't know.
No, oh,
like,
that's what? Horrendous. Horrendous.
What are you talking about?
That's crazy.
I mean, I like whoever liked me because I don't know who liked me. You know what I'm saying?
So I
respect that.
Because I feel you because these hoes be playing.
Yeah, nah, I think I was hurting my feelings. So only if you like me, then I probably like you. It all depends on how long I'm going to like you. But
African-American ladies, Latina mommies, if you like wax, let them know. If not, he's stuck with these white hoes.
No, Latinas, Asians.
Who kissed
blacks.
You in the mouth? What cultural background was that?
That kissed me in my mouth?
The mama.
Oh, the culture is Italian. That's what they call men, black men and black.
Was it like?
Oh, no, she always kissed me in my mouth.
Those are the ones that coined the tall, dark, and handsome phrase. She knew what she was doing.
Yeah, she knows exactly what she's doing. She used to put me on her daughter. I mean, her daughter on me all the time. Like, how y'all doing? What y'all do last night? She's like, Mom, stop it. And her dad hated that shit.
So did you when fuck the mom?
No, I ain't never fucked a mom.
You ever fucked somebody
How
mom?
Many times was y'all kissing
Did I ever
mouth?
Fuck somebody mom? I did fuck somebody mom before.
Like that you dated?
No. It wasn't a girl. It was somebody. It was fucked up.
I'm listening.
It's somebody I knew.
Okay.
I fucked their mom.
So you were cool with the girl. The girl liked you. It was your boy.
Nah, it was one of my boy's moms, man.
What?
It wasn't my fault.
How?
Again, I'm in a church. You know what I'm saying? So whatever somebody in the church needed anything.
It was
dick. He provides service.
That's why the storybook tells you that Jesus came in a temple flipping shit. Cause y'all niggas retarded.
No. Yeah, he did at the tables. Yeah.
No.
Because
came
they was up in there wild.
In the temple. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it was wild over here doing all the nonsense at the table. He can't flip it over. All right, but listen, she always used to get. I'm sure I'm not the only person that she got, but you know. When
so
I was
she
young,
fucked
growing
a couple
up.
Of the friends?
No.
So she was like Stifler's mom.
Yeah, when I grew up, you know, they always, okay, like, I came home from college and stuff like that. They always, oh, you're growing up. And yes, that's the line. I want to fuck you.
But what?
Oh, look at you growing up.
You fucking you know done saying? Something nasty in the church before?
No. It wasn't in church. It was just like
you're
one of the
disgusting.
People.
You're going to hell any given
day. Why did you smash it?
Look, even he looked at you up and down like you fucked in the church.
I'm trying to
do it. Why did you say I smashed the church? I didn't smash the church.
Even I wouldn't do that. The bat from stalling a club.
No, I didn't fuck in the church. I was at the house. I went to go help out.
In the house of the Lord?
No, I went to go help her with her mattress.
I hope you get delivered
bed.
From your sexual demons.
I am. That's what
no,
because
people, because everybody seems to counter you, and it's like you have a lot of sexual encounters. Like, why do people touch
it's their
you?
Fault.
Like, why are you?
That's
no,
what I'm saying.
It's
I think
it's
the devil,
your aura.
Always,
giving, like,
I always say the devil's
demon.
After me. The devil's after me, or is God saying, get that out your system?
Scott phone grabbing a patron.
You know what I'm saying? Get that out of your system. He used to always sit there and give me a bunch of women. I don't even know why. I'm like, why am I fucking this girl again?
Why can't you say no? Do you say, have those temptations where a lot of, like, when women come at you, you don't know how to say no?
How you say no?
Be honest.
I wouldn't completely say I don't know how to say no, but I mean, if they coming at me and they my type, I ain't going to really say no.
So you don't know how to say no.
What's your type? Pussy? They coming at me. Pussy, no. Pretty toes, and
right,
pretty teeth.
Right.
Yeah, now
he got to be died, right? I don't really. I say no, yeah, but I don't say no. They come and rap me my type speed, and
if my type, my speed, then yeah, get it on. And you say no, no.
I've said no before. When
you
I was
ever,
in
you ever said
person.
No to a dude that you like? You ever said no?
Yes.
To?
And you was really, really, really into.
Yeah, and you was really into him.
I can say no.
See, girls is different.
But, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, they might be on their period. Yeah. They're about to get on their period. They just got off their
Here's
period.
Here's the thing.
It had nothing to do with having my period or getting
no, she was just trying to hold out to seem like she ain't
wanting
it right
now.
I just did it.
It's no because it's no.
Yeah, I mean, just because you like somebody don't mean you got to.
And sometimes I
got to
see how much I like
you. Well, again, that's the difference between males and females. Yes. I guess that's, you know, that's what
I'm talking about. Sometimes I'm getting turned off during the course of the situation.
Did you try to holler at a guy and try to fuck a guy and you know, did he ever tell y'all no? Let's do it like that.
Come on now.
Like, what do you
Now you hear what you're saying?
So now you're going to say, come
no,
on.
No.
So now you're
saying,
so
I don't be hollering at niggas. I'm saying, what do you mean by that? Like, as far as, like, I'm taking it in a relationship or, like,
no,
you're
like
in
if
a relationship.
See a dude,
no,
you see a dude and you want to fuck him and you let him know I want to fuck you. He'd be like,
See, but I don't.
I never think
I
wanted to fuck
like
on
that.
Somebody.
In a way,
yeah.
The only person that I'll do that with is my guy. Like, if it's like.
A nigga,
the
I'm
only
dealing
time
with.
He gonna say no is if he's tired, I'm tired, or something like that. But or
I don't think
he's
so
let
no.
me ask you a question.
If you
say
no, I'm going to automatically assume
that you like what?
And
men?
Don't leave me to assume because when I assume, I get the wondering. When I get the wind, I get the wondering. You feel me? Like, I don't. Yeah, you somehow know what's wrong with you. Shut up. You're doing this.
I'm not
you can't win. Males can't win.
Because I ain't going to say no. I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to say no.
Males can't win.
Because especially when you are like living with people, it's hard. Like,
No. We're talking about if the guy on the street.
Oh, no. I don't get accosted for sex. And I don't cost people for sex.
No, I'm just saying, you might like this dude. You might like this dude.
So let me ask you a question. So you ever holler at a dude and he told you and he denied you?
Hollering at a dude is not something like, I'm more so.
So you don't holler at a dude, they holler at you.
Nah, yeah, I would more so hint that I might throw a little flirt out there, but I wouldn't just be like, yo, I'm saying, how do you do that? Like, that's not, I'm going to
some of y'all, I can't jump into that because some of y'all niggas, you got to like prerequisites. So I got to kind of like you in order to fuck you anyway. So,
or not just that.
Or I don't know what's going. Like, I don't have like, it got to know what's going for.
I would think like then if I got to do that, now I got to chase you for the whole time. I'm not doing that. So I'd rather somebody pursue me than me have to jump out there. So I feel like the guy more so should pursue me.
Yeah. Unless I already dealt with you. Then I'm like, oh, you going to let me drag this thing for you like a snake.
Yo, okay. So has anybody ever told you no if like you double back?
I mean, sometimes they have told me no, but I'd be like, whatever, because next thing I know, oh.
You calling
you want to be, because bitch, that was Tuesday.
Yeah.
Today I'm back to being none.
Listen, men got their periods too.
No.
See what I'm saying? So
y'all be trying to let bitch know they can't have their way when they can't. You try to teach me a lesson, now you fuck it, you cut off.
That's why we don't say no.
And
we don't want to get cut off.
You're trying to teach me like I can't have it my way when I can, so now you're not having it at all.
She said, she's saying,
like a
slave. We know y'all got, that's exactly what we're trying to say. We can't say no.
So you being immature trying to hurt my feelings.
That's a problem.
There's no way I can say no to y'all.
So, but that's crazy because you've supposedly been in a committed relationship.
No, I say no one for a reason.
Yeah.
Because I was in a relationship.
That's different. That's a different situation.
No, but you're saying you can't say no.
No, you can say no if you're in a committed relationship, yes. But if you're out here single,
you just said you can't say no. You didn't say it in a situation.
No, because
I wouldn't put myself in that position to even get lined up for her.
Okay,
to even think
how
she
is
can
that
do
possible? Because that can happen walking down the street. That's
somebody. In that case, you're gonna say no. In that case, you're gonna say
right.
No. But that's
if it's like you said, if it's somebody that you find attractive,
yo, I'm
gonna look like I'm in a
I move like I'm in a relationship.
Let's keep it real. Random bitch, fine as a motherfucker. She your speed. She come talking that shit. It's a random encounter. Nobody even knows what's going on.
You turn it down. Again, based on the chick that you're dealing with, if you're doing your relationship, based on your relationship
her.
Situation.
And I don't know.
Yeah. It really based on how y'all feel. If y'all, you know what I'm saying? If y'all don't love
how I feel about that shit.
What your relationship situation is.
Six weeks at a time.
I brought this up in another episode, but I remember it was like a post I saw online that was like, a guy has never said, I can't do that because I have a girlfriend.
Me. He never met me.
So you literally told the girl, like, no, I have a girlfriend.
I got a shorty, and my shorty would kill both of
us. Let me tell you something. And I was going to say that now. My nigga doesn't I'm setting bitches on fire, shooting shit up. But I don't play that shit.
Maybe a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, I told a girl I can't give her no dick. No, for real.
Did you?
I really did.
Screaming. What the fuck you said?
She said she wanted to fuck. I tell her, nah. I think about it. That's what I told her. I think about it.
That's right. I guess
if to answer your question, I guess I did turn some pussy down at that point because
why?
She's on punishment.
Because again, I just for one, it just wasn't there. And again, I'm in a different space in my life where I don't feel like I should be that accessible to everybody and anybody. Where I feel
but
like
you
I
also need more. You didn't say no, so y'all can.
No, she said, no. She said I thought about it, but I'm just saying. If I wasn't dealing with somebody, or if I wasn't focus on creating a situation, then it would have been a different situation.
Okay, so you're dealing with somebody, so that's mainly the reason.
That mainly the reason, but that's what we were saying. Yeah, if we're in a relationship, we could say no.
If I'm just out here and I see some pussy getting thrown at me, like if I'm thirsty, maybe if I don't want I'm not thirsty right now, he's like, y'all want water, I'm probably going to still grab it.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Because it's there.
But I'm not going to just, if I'm not thirsty, I'm not going to just go ahead and get that shit. No, I'm in a relationship already, so I'm not doing it. I'm sorry.
I meant to offend them, so I don't do none of that.
Did we help her? We didn't help her.
Yeah. We should wear condoms.
Y'all just go to dinner. I like what you said. You finally said something I like. Be yourself. Y'all go eat, take mamas out. Take it to a nice
but
time.
She's trying to impress him. Don't always be yourself if you're trying to impress mommy.
Go
to mommy's world. Mommy's into the church. Mommy probably like to cook collard greens.
Church brunch.
Cook collard greens. Don't go out to eat.
She might
mommy
be tired
wanna cook.
After church.
Go in there, she cook the collard greens
she
with mommy.
She tired after church. You want to go grab some food?
Nah,
she might, depending on where they live at, she might definitely want to grab a little Popeye's church because the old lady's like, hey,
man, get the collard greens. The yams.
Do something nice. Brunch is always nice. A nice church, a nice brunch, and then that's it. It's an early night.
Buy her new hat. Okay. Church hat.
New church shoes.
He's trying to bless mommy over here.
I'm
going to
keep it real.
Yeah.
Sister girl, if he not inducing you to his mother after 7 years as his fiance, fuck the whole shit. Stay your fucking old ass home. Fuck the mama too, you heard me. Because let's get it real. You way older than all us. Talking about you worry about meeting the mom. Bitch, did he get you a ring? What is he telling your mother? If
now
I'm a mom,
yes,
right. If I'm a mom at 78, I'm gonna say, baby, what you coming as a girlfriend? She, the mother's dead 78, so she's over girlfriend, period. She's into wife and grandchild. So we have to bring me to speed. I'm 78, I be at church. You run this bitch to me. You marry her. If not, wasting my fucking time. No, I only got so one way to go.
Maybe,
she got like 20
maybe
years
if you meet the mama and then get married, I want to meet the mama immediately.
You, how many niggas you fuck with the mama 78?
Right, but you gotta understand
but
right now.
Saying,
you
think about
understand.
That. 78, the mama's a grandmama already at 78. The mama's a grandma at 45 now. Boom.
She's supposed to be. Evidently, she ain't a grandma. She ain't no grandma.
But what I'm saying is, are you the fiance? Then worry about me.
Not yet. I got to make sure my mommy could like you before I can put the ring
on. Your mother dead. Oh, your mother's not remember anything.
When they go to church, put a good amount of money in that motherfucking collection plate. Mama gonna
coming to America.
Forever.
Coming to America.
Now let's get into Word on the Street. Really quickly, there was a woman who was blasted because she had two different baby showers with different men for the same baby. She wore the same dress. She wasn't sure who was the pappy. Is she wrong for this though? What if she kept it real with both of them and was like, look,
at least I can
know,
respect her.
I've been dealing with y'all, but she could at least switch the dress. Right?
Is she a clown for that?
No, she ain't a clown.
Yeah, but why? It's like,
one
why?
Baby shower
we
was
got
at
a baby
12,
coming.
The other was
we got
at
a baby
4,
coming.
Gang.
All this money to just be stayed up for all these pampers and shit like that. Like, why don't we switch
the dress? This the nigga who might be the daddy. This the nigga who I want to be the daddy. We don't know the background. They Latino?
And what is it?
Yes, they are.
Yes.
They
yes.
Latino.
That's what it is. Mommy's baby,
on,
daddy's maybe. That's always.
Because they more transparent.
Yes. And I will appreciate always the one that always tell the truth. Keep it 100.
I'm sorry, but this not happening in a black household.
Nah, somebody get shot.
Somebody get shot.
I'm not going to find this scene, bitch.
The baby mama going to get jumped. They're going to just make sure they don't touch a stomach.
Don't touch a stomach.
No, niggas is getting into polygamy. That niggas, I mean, African-Americans, we are getting into, our culture's getting more into polygamy. I seen some show on, I don't know, TLC, Bitch Scout. It's a bitch and two niggas.
Now,
she
it's
real
not
player.
Getting, they've been doing this. This
so,
is
yeah.
More public.
So it might have happened, but that's Latina mama?
Yeah.
Ain't no
yeah,
another hard
way. Dress, come on, baby shower dress might have been, you don't know. She might be saying, maybe none of them have it. Maybe both. And guess what? Some bitches be getting lucky. Everybody want the child to be theirs. Both
I was
niggas.
Gonna say,
like,
waste back.
Why y'all always trying to blame the bitch? Let me tell you my experience. Sometimes niggas be ready to go toe to toe too, like these hoes be.
Right.
About it. So, huh?
Right.
So,
that's
yeah, go toe to toe about
true.
Me. Shoot a nigga, baby.
Right. What would you do if it was a bitch you was madly in love with and she was like, listen, when we first was together, I ain't gonna front. It was another nigga I fucked.
What you suck your teeth for?
But that's it. And he even say, like, yeah, it was only one time. Like, say I have a speak.
Respect.
As long as I'm there, I'm okay. As long as I know exactly what's going on,
yeah,
I'm okay.
And he's like, it was before. It was very early on. Mm-hmm. We wasn't sure. We were serious. We locked
I respect
in
that.
Would you stay by her side?
No.
That's a tough one. Nah, I ain't staying by. I ain't rocking.
I'm not rocking with you, but I respect you, and I was.
But you
still
was fucking with other bitches too. Y'all wasn't serious.
I be the kid godfather,
yeah,
but I'm not.
But
doing
I'm
that.
Not respecting it. Nah. For to
it's
allow
easier
another
said than
man
done
to
you in that situation.
And you at the
I'm
same
not,
time as me.
It's
emotionally mature.
Bad character. Just bad character.
What if the condom broke? She ain't let him nothing.
Why are you letting this another man put his meat in you?
Why? You know why?
Your crash test dummy.
I'm going to tell you why I let another nigga put his meat in me. I'm going to tell you right now.
Bucket.
You wasn't where you supposed to be, nigga. I'm going to call you, be telling you what the fuck is going on. You act like you so busy. Nigga, I'm not nobody. Nobody don't want to be next to, gang.
All right, so you want to be a cum bucket.
It's not about cum bucket because he want to be
nigga
the daddy.
Coming
he got money
you.
Too.
Yeah, you let two niggas come in you?
We got choices, gang. I don't know about
you keep having choices. Choices of what STD you want?
Hold on.
They came
hold
from
on.
You, probably.
Well, exactly. STD you want. You keep
you
making those choices.
You was doing, you supposed to be doing mainstream shit. You not home. You don't got time to deal with your woman. So now let's say, okay, now I'm telling you, bet you ain't got time for me. So now we not having time. So now we have some time apart. So now I'm dealing. So I'm happy, but now I'm dealing back with you because you got, now you know, I got niggas. Now you got back on time. You niggas play games. It's like what happened with Emily Fat. Niggas play games to put you in a situation. I was down, but you act like you don't know what's going on. So now I got to show you. So now I got to
play. All right, keep showing. Keep it in Uber.
Nobody's
never
going to
keep him at Uber.
Wax. They just say it on here that they ain't leaving, but they don't. Let's get into some black excellence really quickly. All right, so we're going to give black excellence to, I don't know why, because this guy belongs in jail. He's the undeniable brand.
Okay.
Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that.
It's kind of dope, though. It's kind of dope.
So tell them about your brand, where they can find it, where they can get it, where they can find actually the both of y'all while we're at it, because we're going to give y'all Black excellence. Because yes, you're actually hilarious and again, I would stay away.
That's all we together.
Wanted
that's
people.
That's all we together.
I'm fucking crying.
So who got it? Who got it?
But no, as far as the brand go, yeah, you can find the brand at undeniablestore.com. You can also find it on Instagram. You can DM me at undeniablesuane12 on Instagram. Again, you know, right here in White Plains, direct to sell to consumers. So, you know, reach out to me. Get the brand. The highest thing in the street.
That's
right
your Instagram.
Now.
What's your Instagram handle?
UndeniableSwain12.
Peace. Yes,
what about sir. You, Big Mo?
Is it UndeniableDwayne12?
He don't even know his shit. Come on.
Yes,
now.
It's UndeniableDwayne12.
So Dwayne12.
What's your name again?
What name was on the last Wayne. Time? Nigga.
Wait.
To the script.
Kells.
You can find me on the gram.
Yeah, it is.
The Two Blues Mommy on IG. The number two. Blues spelled the French way. If you know, you know. And I'm on the gram.
What you doing on the gram? I know you said you got a 14-year-old. I know you ain't out there.
I got a 14-year-old and a 2-year-old stuck through the cracks.
Through the two cracks. Boys?
Nah, Hellcat and a boy. My little Hellcat. Junior, she a girl. She's hell. Oh, my God. I'm traumatized. Never do that. I will never do that again. 4 years apart. No more daughters? My niggas be lying so they can't have kids. Sorry. Damn kids. Yeah,
sorry, no what's going on?
She got the Undeniable True podcast.
All right, yeah. Got mad kids. Now I don't got mad kids. Got two of them. That's it. No more. Like I said, 8 years apart, niggas slept through the cracks. I cook, but I'm doing this. This is what I should be doing. So, yeah, whatever works for me. I'm on, you know what I'm saying? Whatever works.
Yeah.
But this is what's working.
What's the podcast?
What is it?
Oh, we on a podcast. We are on a podcast. Me and Swain, Undeniable Truth podcast. Catch us on the tube. We on the streams and networks, right? Yeah, produce. Fucking with Polymath, all that.
Okay.
And Twerk is definitely in the building.
Twerk is definitely working.
Yeah. Twerk is working.
I like that. Twerk, you is
the hardest working right now.
You really is twerking.
Twerking.
Twerk is working.
Okay. I'm here to find out Scarfone. They got another name.
I don't know who that is, but Twerk is working.
That's his Italian last name.
Twerk is twerking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Twerk, let's get into this. Wax is ABCs. Wax is ABC. So we're going to give Wax a word. He's going to use it in sentence. He's going to define it. He's going to tell us what that word is. And he's going to get it wrong like he always does. And today, the word is I-N-C-H-O-A-T-E. What is that, Wax?
That is inchoate. That's inchoate. Is like Chipotle.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
A mini Chipotle little $2 Tuesday taco. Mm-hmm.
They don't got $2 Tuesday at Chipotle.
That's what they do.
They got $15 Tuesday.
They do?
Yeah, they got $2
Tuesday.
I've never
been to $2 Tuesday at Chipotle.
Because it's an inch. It's the little ones. So every Tuesday, this is one of their little tacos that they have, and it's called...
That's on the secret menu?
Can I see it? Enchilate. Enchilate is a little taco from Chipotle.
Okay, so use it in a sentence.
All right. I went to Chipotle with this new girl that I'm probably not going to end up staying with.
Oh, man.
And we went there on a Tuesday. So,
okay.
And I was like, oh, snap, look at the menu. They were like, oh, y'all need the special was, it was Enchilate. It was a little inch taco.
Make a song Chipotle out of it, because I kind of like that. And I think like Taco that? Bell has songs and shit, so you got to be able to make one out of that.
All right. Enchilate, they always hate when you pay in the tape. Oh, I don't know what the
make
fuck
it
I'm
gospel
saying.
Because you want to be a preacher.
I need a gospel song, right?
Yeah. To the utmost.
To the utmost.
Enchilate.
It's your way. In Jesus' name.
Twerk, what the fuck is that say?
The word is
How do you think that's pronounced? I don't even know. Enjoy.
You playing. I thought it was enjoy too.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
It means incoherent, though.
It's probably incoate.
Incoate?
That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
Let me know, friends.
Little mini taco.
Let me see. I'm going to put it how you pronounce it.
Little mini taco.
The least he could have did was put it in the motherfucking thing. All right, well, we're going to get out of here, Bully and the Beast podcast. Make sure y'all rate, review, subscribe.
Tell a friend to tell
Thank you
a
for
friend.
Having us.
And there's no motherfucking internet in this bitch or something because it's not letting me play it. No.
They got it at the party.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. It was playing it. It was down.
Shout out to the A-Raps, too, who be giving us our soundtrack. You know what I'm saying?
Is it playing to my... Oh, here it is.
Incoherent.
Like, okay. So incoherent, like incoherent, yeah.
So it means like a taco?
That's exactly what it means. Again, Bully and the Beast podcast, we out of here. Make sure y'all rate, review, subscribe.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
And we will see you next week. Thank y'all for coming.
I got to get y'all my shirts.
Thank you for having us. Yes.
I got to get y'all my shirts,
Send us the address where to write you.
I got you now.
Upstate.
Upstate, fans.